Hey kids, it's Jeremy. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's a brand new week. Let's review all of the truths that we've learned so far. This is week 15. We are on our 15th truth, but first let's go over the first 14 we already learned. Number one, who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. Some of those were deep. Some of those might have been new thoughts, new things that you didn't know already. But this one's kind of back to the easy stuff. You might know the answer to this already. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. We're going to talk a little bit more about that right now because today we have no joke of the day. No, I'm just kidding. Here is the joke of the day. Hey guys, this week is Thanksgiving, so we'll do Thanksgiving jokes all week. And today's joke, the first Thanksgiving joke, is this. Do you know what happened to the turkey who got in a fight? He got the stuffing beat out of him. You get it? Like, stuffing? Well, anyway. Wake up, kid. This is Jeremy, and I'm here to talk about the first people God created, Adam and Eve. Some people believe that God didn't create humans. They think that animals began to change over time, and eventually one of those changes caused an animal to have a baby that was a human. I know that sounds weird, but that's what some people believe, and they call this evolution. But the Bible says something different happened. The Bible, which is the Word of God and is always true, says that God created Adam and Eve. Genesis chapter 2 puts it this way. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. It's clear that God created them. He created Adam from the dust of the ground. He created Eve after doing the very first surgery, taking a rib out of Adam. He turned that into Eve. He created the first two humans from things he had already made. Adam was made of the dust. Eve was made of a rib. But he didn't make it. He didn't make them from animals. Because God made the first man and the first woman, it's also true for us to say that God made all people. Adam and Eve had children. Those children grew up and they had children. And those children grew up and they had children. And those children grew up and they had children. And on and on and on until we get all the way to today. Today there are over 8 billion people on the earth. And all of them came from Adam and Eve, who God created. That's why we can say that God made you. God made me. Who made you? God made me. He used regular, natural methods. But since He made the first people, He made all people. Also, since He's in complete control of everything, He chose for you to be the kid who was born to your parents on the day you were born with the mind and the body that you have. He's in control, so He caused you to be born. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. He created them from the things He had already created. And by creating the first two humans, God created all humans, including me and you.